This week's Off the Vine is sponsored by Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? It just may be the most rewarding to-do you do today. Express is all new and all about you with a fresh assortment of casual, versatile, and super comfortable styles. Express is a brand that encourages people to dream big and dress accordingly by providing a curated edit of highly quality pieces for day and night and everything in between. Text Vine to 397-737 to receive $25 off your purchase. Jenny Kane, make getting dressed the easiest part of your routine at jennykane.com and get 20% off your first order when you use promo code VINE at checkout. That's JENNIKAYNE.com, promo code VINE. OxiClean, you've got to try OxiClean White Revive Laundry Whitener Plus Stain Remover for yourself. To work your magic with OxiClean, go to OxiClean.com/try me and order a free sample. That's OxiClean.com/TRYME for a free stain-fighting sample while supplies last. Talkspace, as a listener of this podcast, you can get $100 off your first month on Talkspace. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure to use the code VINE. And the Home Depot. Shop today and you'll get free flexible delivery with easy returns. Plus, for a limited time, you can save even more on the styles you love when you use code OFFTHEVINE10 at checkout. Find exactly what you're looking for and more at homedepot.com/decor. Valid on select items online only. Free delivery on select items $45 or more. Visit homedepot.com for more information.
Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs, taboo topics, unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, as per usual, Caitlin Bristow, co-hosting today, Miss Tara Feldman, who is... Well, first and foremost, my friend. But secondly, she does my makeup for anything and everything because she is the best glam lady. What do you call yourself?
Magician.
Makeup artist.
A dope bitch.
But she's always behind the scenes. You've probably seen her on my Instagram stories. But today we got to talk with such a cool guest. Guys, we talk about aliens. Don't be scared.
I died.
But it's going to happen. We'll get into that. He's real. He's authentic. He's honest. He began giving informal readings at the age of just 3 years old. He's gone to be featured in publications like Cosmo, Forbes, and several TV shows, podcasts, Hollywood events. We just loved talking to him.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
He's just got such a beautiful soul and great energy. And I just really enjoyed this talk. So we find out a few things about my future, a few things about my past, and and we found a new friend.
Yes, we did. Big gay medium, and I love it.
Yeah. Oh, I just ate that right up. That was amazing. Yes. So we hope you enjoy this podcast with Chris Medina. Hi, how are you? We're so excited to talk to you.
I'm so excited to talk to you too. I just want to start off by saying I don't forgive me for not being a huge fan of the show. I'm gay, but my gay card's going to be revoked right now because of that. But I just want to tell you right off the bat here, before we get started, your energy, I love it. We're going to get into you. If you want me to do a reading on you, I can totally do a reading for you. But I'm going to get just a little bit personal with you though. So if it's something that you don't want the audience to listen to, cut it out.
Okay. We're so excited. This is what fascinated me. I was reading, doing your research on you, and you started doing readings from the time you were 3 years old.
No way.
Oh, yeah. 100. Yeah.
That's crazy.
My dad is Native American. He's Apache Indian. I grew up on Harley Davidsons my entire life. My dad is the biker. He does the biker stuff. You know, back in the day, it was kind of like the Sons of Anarchy, but I lived it. And so he would bring his friends over and they would get stoned in the room. And here I am, 3 or 4 years old, just wandering around in the room, wanting to be part of the crowd. And my dad would ask me, what do you have to say to him? And I remember giving a reading to one of the bikers and telling him about, you know, his mom and how he feels bad about stuff and like how he cries to himself. And the guy started crying really bad. And I thought I was going to get in trouble. I was like, oh my God. And my dad said, no, you just told him what he wanted to hear, what he needed to hear. And then my dad would also do that. Like when we're driving the car, he'd be like, what do you see with this person? Tell me about this person. And that's how I started being it more and more and not being afraid to utilize it.
That's amazing.
I mean, at 3 years old, for you to be able to process other people's emotions and what's going on, like how, I mean, obviously that shaped you your whole life, because that's 3 years old. That's like when you have your first memories. So was it just like, how did this happen for you? It, obviously just naturally, but you're 3 years old and you just, what was it like? What was your first memory of it? You remember seeing someone and saying like, why do I feel this way? Or like, why am I getting this from them?
It was my parents. Like my mother, my parents divorced when I was 2 years old. Again, my dad was, they were both really young. So I ended up living, of course, with my mother. And whenever I lived with my mother for a little bit and then moved in with my great grandparents and was kind of shuffled around between my grandparents' house until my mom finally had the coin to get us a place here in Simi Valley. So I moved around 7 years old, but my guides would come in and tell me, because I would get mad. I'd be like, why is she acting this way? Or why is she holding back? Or why is she crying? Or why is she, you know, what's going on with her? And my guides would tell me, they would show me glimpses of what's going on here, the relationship between her and my father, how she felt on the inside. So it was always like having a second set of parents talking to me and kind of guiding me through it. So that's how I grew up. It's just like when people say, do you know what they look like? Can you hear them? And I'm like, no, they just put stuff in my head and it's like a lesson. So I grew up I would say that the feeling that I get is more of like a masculine feeling behind it, where he's telling, where the person's telling me the lessons and trying to tell me, you know, what's this and what's that and, you know, making sense of it. But I was a kid. So like, again, when people tell me like, how did you tap into it? Honestly, I didn't have any choice.
You were a kid. Kids don't have to tap into it. It's like,
yeah, it's so natural. Do you refer to them as angels or guides?
I just refer to them as they. When I got into the metaphysical world is when all these, the spiritual people, the love and light community would say, oh, those are your guides, angels, and messengers. And I'm, if going back, I led a really fast childhood. I grew up really fast. I was super, super in tune or whatever, partied at a very young age, got all that out of my system. So talking about like your guides, angels, and messengers are telling me that I'm psychic was never something that was in my vocabulary. Yeah. Everybody would just say, I hung around with nothing but girls. So my girlfriends would say, oh, go to Chris. He's, you know, he's really good at giving advice, or he'll tell you exactly what you need to hear. So yeah, when people ask me, I just say they, but I'm going to start using the word guides.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Quick question for you. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of the money Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your precious dog to make you breakfast in bed with Belgian waffles and a fresh fruit compote? Now, as nice as that sounds, that's probably never going to happen, but at least there's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more.
How did you go from 3 years old with these raw abilities to do that, to have the confidence to turn it into a career? Because you were working throughout your 20s at like a different job, but what gave you the confidence to just fully do this?
It's a long story, but I'll sum it up really fast. I suffered from asthma as a child from the age of 2 all the way up until I was 12 years old and finally got it under control. I was in and out of the hospital, living in plastic bubbles. I remember waking up, my great-grandfather would be sitting there. And I remember, you have to understand something. I'm so young that I'm sitting there in this bubble that I've been poked beyond belief here with needles and steroids and all this stuff here. And I told my guides, because I can hear them talking. They were talking to me, telling me that, you know, everything's going to be okay. And I said, no, I just want to die. I was like, I'm tired. And they said, no, you're not going to die. Everything's going to be okay. You're here for a different reason. We will let you know when that time comes. Until then, go to sleep, get better, and rest. Maybe a bottom line there. And so I went through all my childhood, my preteens, my teenage years, all the way up until I was in my mid-20s with this ability here, but I was using it wrong. I used it as a defense mechanism. Yeah. I used it to lie and manipulate to be.
Yeah.
Manipulate. So my guides came in, because it was a defense. I was bullied, so I can tap into people's minds and tell them what they want to hear to avoid getting my ass kicked.
Right.
So fast forward here to like 36. 36. I moved to Oregon, worked with the family, and my guides had told me 2 days before the shit went down, they said, it's time to pack it up. This is, they referenced the time that I was sitting in the hospital. Remember, we had this conversation with you. Now is the time. And I was like, you are nuts. Like, there's no way. I make over $200,000 a year. I can buy $500 jeans every week if I wanted to. I'm a tourist. There's no way. And they said, if you don't do it, push is going to come to shove. And you know what we mean. And I was like, fuck. So the next day, there was a huge blowout at work. There was some really bad blood. There was horrible things that were said. And Jay, my business partner, who's my best friend who lives with me, I was like, we're done. I said, we're going to go to the work. We're going to cut our last check here. My guide said, the time is now. And he was like, what does that mean? So what are we going to do? I said, I don't know. I said, but you have to get it together. I said, reach out to anybody that wants a psychic medium on their show, radio, television, podcast, whatever the case may be, reach out. I said, this is it.
Yeah.
First thing he booked was Comic-Con, and I never looked.
Wow.
And this is something, like I said, I've had this ability. I worked a regular job for 20 years. I worked at every major insurance company within Southern California.
Where my guys at?
They're drunk.
Yeah, with mine.
Be careful. Be careful what you wish for. I did an event with Sarah. She's the one that put all this together for us. And we were sitting there, we were having a big conversation with the people that were at the event. And she was like, Chris, can you tell my guides to hurry up? I'm ready. I'm ready for the change. And I was like, and I felt right there. I felt it. I was like, oh man, you messed up. Cause I felt like an arrow go right through me. No sooner did she say that, all this stuff unfolded. And Sarah over that weekend grew up with, I'm telling you, like lifetimes of lessons was done in that weekend for her. She was like, I can't believe this. So be careful what you wish for.
Wow. Praise be. I take it back.
I don't. I'm like, come on. Oh my gosh. I love this stuff so much. And I always find it so fascinating. And it's just like, I can feel my heart like pounding right now out of my chest just because I like feel like things.
Yeah, you do.
Well, that's the thing with you, my love. Again, and feel free to call bullshit if you need to here. That's what I tell my clients. Like, don't, you know yourself better than I know you. Don't allow me to say something that does not resonate with you. And don't worry about hurting my feelings. If it doesn't make sense, whatever, speak on it here. But I think I was thinking to myself, because I don't like to do research or look at the picture until the day of here. So when Sarah sent the pictures, like, here's a picture to work off of, whatever, blah, blah, blah. What do you get off this? So I spent about 5 minutes with it, just kind of going in. And with you, I honestly think that you're attracted to it because you feel it. There's a part of you that has very high intuition, but I think that your everyday way of thinking, your Caitlin way of thinking, because you're super smart and super quick with your mental, that you try to make sense of what you're getting. And that's what messes you up here, because you're trying to predict or trying to see what they're telling you, what this feeling is. And let me tell you something, when it comes to being a psychic, 9 out of 10 times, maybe 10 out of 10 times, you are unable to read yourself. Like, my guides will never give me anything and tell me, oh, here's what's going to come into play. They just ask me, how do you feel about the situation? Do you feel good or do you feel bad? And I always say, I feel good. I feel like it's something to look forward to. Then that's all you need to know. And then if it's something bad, they'll tell me to stay away. So with somebody like you, I feel like you feel a lot, but you also suppress it too. You hold it back. And I think what messes you up too, and I tell this to a lot of people, they don't even realize it, is that I think that you're also very in tune with other people's energies. So you match their energies. If they're coming at you in a certain way, Caitlin will maybe not on purpose or do it to be a bitch, but she'll kind of like switch and kind of match that person's energy. So I think that with you, again, you're picking up a lot. And I think it has you a little bit all over the place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I'm always like, for some reason, and this is, I don't know what this is, but for some reason, I always try and like close my eyes and like, I like see a face or a name. And for some reason, and I don't know what this is, but I always get the name Amy. I know you're supposed to be named that or something.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. But I always get the name Amy and I don't know why.
I always tell people, here's the thing. I have no problem giving past life readings or futuristic type readings. I always start my readings off, like, if you were a client, I would tell you, I'm going to spend the first couple minutes going in and giving you what my guides are giving me to give you directly, because it's something that only you would know, and that's personal to you, and that it's what's blocking you right now in the space and time. Because let's be realistic here, because you're a very down to earth person. How can we have a positive future or appreciate what the future brings to us if we're not in that space right now? Mm-hmm. We're going to overlook it. We're not going to appreciate it for what it is here. And dipping into the past life, which I'm going to do just a little bit with you, because I don't want to spend too much on it here. This is what brings me to Amy, is that people go back, they go to these past life regressionists to get readings done on them. What good does that do? How can we fix our past life if that's not who we are anymore? What good is it to work here in this time and space with new bodies, not new souls, but new bodies and new experiences to go through here? It doesn't matter. Acknowledge it and move on here. So with you, when it comes to Amy, I feel like with you in past, in the recent past life here, I think that you spent so much time with your family or people that you took care of that were, that I feel like you still have the same mentality. Because when I think about you as a little girl, I think of you as being ahead of your time as a kid. This is something to where you probably were like an old soul in this lifetime, where people are kind of like, God, she's so smart for her age, or she's so perceptive of stuff. I think that bleeds in from the past life here into this life, because in some way, shape, or form, your mission or your lesson in this lifetime here, it's not that you can't have friends or you can't have family here, but this is all about Caitlin. This is all about her as an individual, her achievements, her accomplishments, what I bring to the table. I brought it to the table in my past lives, but wasn't able to utilize it because I was responsible for everybody else.
That
time, you kind of come back and you start. Go ahead.
That's great. I also always have this feeling that in a past life, I died really young.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why in this lifetime here, you look at how you started off. You started off really fast in this lifetime. Everything happened to you at a very young age. So when I read you or when I read your picture, the first thing my guides had told me was this person here needs to be present. I'm not saying that you're always thinking about the past here, but I think that you're very practical. You're very logical here, and feelings come second. Your mind comes first. You start thinking about stuff, and then you go to how do I feel or what am I getting here? So right away, again, it's mental. With you. So in this lifetime here, when they're telling me about, you know, taking it easy, and this isn't so much, you know, admire the fruits of your labor or look what you worked so hard for. It's making sure that Caitlin feels it on the inside here. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Like lowering your defenses, lowering your guard here. Let me tell you something. I don't care what any other psychic tells you. I don't care if they come out here and they tell you, oh, well, Caitlin, the reason why you are the way that you are is because you got lifetimes of trauma or karmic energy that's blocking you. There's nothing blocking you. You already went through all that shit. That's already done and over with here. So everything that you do moving forward here, Caitlin makes of it. So be present here. Enjoy what you have. Again, when I tell you let your guard down here, I'm not saying that you're somebody that walks around with a huge defense mechanism, but with you, it's like you're still very much protecting what's going on the inside. Does that resonate?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's, I'm nervous going into, I'm going on Dancing with the Stars, and I'm like, I'm worried that I won't be in the moment and enjoying everything that's going on, because I've always dreamt about dancing and like having that as like a career, or that I feel like it's something I'm supposed to do. And I'm scared I'm going to let nerves and everything else take over from being in like under a microscope and forget like how much I love to dance.
Remember what you think about what you're saying right now. You acknowledge it. So going into it, have fun with this. This is what you dreamed about here. You have to understand something. Your guides are ushering you into a different space and time. The page of life has already turned here. Caitlin's the only one that still, again, that flips back to the past every now and then. I'm not saying that you live in there at all. I don't see that with you. But it's hard for you to let go of sometimes because of trust issues that you have here, especially when it comes to yourself, because you're always going above and beyond here. And I kind of feel like you get screwed over that way too. Like we're careful, you nurture it, but again, I'm not saying that you should do that and expect it back in return here, but it just seems like with you, you end up getting screwed over or things just fall flat. Does that make sense? When it comes to opening yourself up to, I'm not saying to everybody, but I feel like a lot of that plays into your mind. So going on Dancing with the Stars, whatever, look at it this way. Everything that you dreamed of is coming into fruition in some way, shape, or form. You are, again, I'm not kissing your butt here, but you're killing it. Everything that you want is again coming into fruition. So Dancing with the Stars, you know, this is a big moment for you. It's a passion of yours. You did that in a past life. Everything that you bring into this lifetime here, you had that ability in your past life. Again, there's no way to validate or verify that, but look at how you came in here. You came in fast.
Yeah.
I would love to hear, I would love to see what you were like as a child, as far as like your creativity and your way of thinking and actually talking to you as a psychic when you were a little kid, bringing that stuff out of you, because I bet you anything, you were very visual as a kid. You played out scenarios in your head. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I always did. And I remember being like 3 years old and I was just about to turn 4 and I read in front of like a church and people clapped for me because I was so young and could read. Like I remember being like, I'm smart. I can read.
Yeah. There's just something about you that, again, when I think about you, like your soul, your essence, your presence, I always think back to what you look like as a child. I don't even have any pictures. I haven't seen any pictures of what you look like here. But there's something, again, I would have picked up, could have, should have, would have here. But I would have picked up. There's something different with that girl here. She's gonna go through some stuff here. But the end result here is peace in some way, shape, or form. Again, I know it sounds so weird and so hokey to say that you came back here for redemption, but in some ways you did. Not only redemption, but to free your soul, to stop and think about it. Everything that's creative inside of you is coming into fruition. Mm-hmm. And yeah. this is you're not done. Mm. You've got other things that, I mean, if we can just go to a serious note here with you, I would really focus on the present. I would really focus on where I'm at now. And again, I'm not telling you forget about the past, let it go here, but start boxing it up here, because in some way, shape, or form, you don't want to bring that into your future here and look back, because they've cleaned the slate of life for you. They're opening new things for you, new opportunities, new almost like a new lifestyle. And again, like I said, the next 2 years are going to be all over the place for you. It's and I'm not just saying those 2 years and then it's done. I'm saying the next 2 years are going to be something to where this is where the page of life has already changed as far as like your progress in the material side. Now it's going to start to flip over to the personal side. Now we're reading the chapter on what's going on inside of Caitlin, not the material stuff, not her material success and how she carries herself in the outside world. What's important to her here. So a lot of people are going to, again, you can be private about it. You can be upfront about it, but a lot of people are going to start to see an evolution from within here. And again, I don't want to be hokey here, but I feel like it's happiness. I feel like it's, again, acknowledging that I have nothing to worry about. And let's be truthful. One last thing, and then I'm done babbling here. You're too strong for that. I don't think that you give yourself enough credit sometimes. I don't think you give yourself the opportunity sometimes to flex, to see where you're at here, because you get inside your head. But let's be truthful here. Even if something came and knocked you off your pedestal for a quick second here, yes, Caitlin's going to bitch and she's going to get upset here, but you can't tell me, my love, and feel free to call bullshit on this if you need to, that you cannot bring it right back on track.
Oh yeah. It's as somebody who knows her, that's exactly right.
You're not here to fail. So again, if you had to tell me, Chris, what are you saying? I'm going to say, my love, open, it sounds so gay, but open your heart, open yourself up here and really, really enjoy what you have that you worked so hard for. And do not be afraid to let go, even when it comes to love, even when it comes to sharing your heart and all that stuff.
All right, everyone. If you have been listening to the pod lately, you know, there's a new go-to place for me to shop, and that is Express. And if you haven't checked out their website lately, you need to, because Express is all new and all about you, with a fresh assortment of casual, versatile, and super comfortable styles. I love that comfy styles are in right now. Express is a brand that encourages people to dream big and dress accordingly by providing a curated edit of high-quality pieces for day, night, and everything in between. Express knows that the way you dress can affect the way you feel, which is something very familiar to me. You know, we all have those off days when you just don't feel your best in your clothes, and that can really affect your confidence. It's true. Express now has more casual looks, which include a mix of casual comfy styles and trending pieces, and they're perfect for all different styles, body types, and lifestyles. You'll always feel confident in their clothes because they have such a flattering fit, and they're comfortable at the same time. Beyond clothes, they have some amazing accessories on their website, which I was really tempted to check out, even though I was on their site specifically to order some clothes. But like I mentioned, they have super classic pieces for your everyday, and they also have the latest trends. I personally like to keep it classic and then throw in a trendier piece, like their super cute textured double ruffle top. Pretty much obsessed. Express also has an ongoing fundraiser, the Dream Big Project, which is powered by GoFundMe. The mission of the initiative is to support charities and organizations that share Express's mission of empowering people to go for their dreams. To start, Express is supporting GoFundMe's Small Business Relief Fund to help those impacted by COVID-19. Head to Express's website or visit @Express on Instagram for style inspo, tips, and more. And text VINE to 397-737 to receive $25 off your purchase.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
What are your, like, if you could write out on paper what your abilities are, is it you can... Can you see future things? Do you communicate with spirits, like all of the above?
Yeah, I can see the future. I can see the past life. I can communicate with the dead. When it comes to the future stuff, here's the thing that I don't do that's different than everybody else here. I don't like to bring in futuristic stuff with readings if the person is not there yet, because what that ends up doing to the person, it ends up alleviating the responsibility off of them. They think, well, it's going to happen no matter what. Why don't I'll just wait for it. No, yeah. No.
I mean, that's definitely not my mentality, but could you tell me, am I going to win Dancing with the Stars?
even if you don't win it, my love, you're going to win in other things. And again, that's not hokey. That is the truth here. You are ready. And again, my question to you was, how do you feel about what I said, especially when it comes to being able to let go?
Yeah, I'm learning. I'm definitely getting better at that. Like, especially through my 20s, I was really bad. In my 30s, I'm starting to get better. Oh my God, I'm 35. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm starting to get better at that. And I think just being aware of it for myself, like knowing that I do that and trying to, you know, work on that, it's changed me.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Cause like I said, I just don't see, if you were to ask me, okay, Chris, tie this up in a pretty bow. Is there anything negative going to happen to me, or do I have to worry about stuff? I'm going to give you the good old regular advice here. Of course, people are going to irritate you. You're going to get stuck in traffic here, but your guides, I'm telling you right now, again, I'm not saying everything's going to be peaches and cream here, but I honestly feel like all the bad stuff is left behind you here. I feel like, again, you're going to, as far as your material success and your money, I hope you're ready for that, because I'm telling you right now, again, I'm not saying this to kiss your butt here. You are not somebody that f***s around when it comes to that. If there's anything that you can do is that you don't mind distracting yourself with, it's work.
Yeah.
So, and you're always going to flourish here. And I see other opportunities coming into play as far as like deals and stuff. You're not done. So again, the next 2 years are going to be really big for you.
Wow.
So I would really, really look at that here and really take time. Again, this is not about, again, enjoying the fruits of your labor, but it's more acknowledging it here. And again, this is not giving yourself a big head here. And I don't want you worrying about, well, if I get too happy here, I'm afraid it's going to be pulled out from underneath you. No, it's not. I'm telling you right now, you paid, how do you say this without sounding weird? You paid your karmic debt. You and I both know that. Mm-hmm. It's done. I mean, that's one of the problems that I have too, is again, realizing where I'm at here. I've come so far here, but I don't recognize it because I'm the one living my life here. But if I stop and think about it, God, all these great things have come into play since I made this a true profession here. I've done this. Now I'm doing this thing with Caitlin here and having a good time with it here. Stop and do that every now and just be in the moment here. Because like I said, I don't want you, it doesn't matter what I want, but I don't want you ever to look back here and see, I really wish that I would have spent more time on that here, or really would have leaned into it there.
Yeah.
No resentment.
That's my mentality going into dancing. I think I'm like, I really want to be present and lean into it. And like, even if I'm going through a rough time on it, I want to like sit in that and like feel everything through this process, because I just like always knew from a young age that I was meant to be like on a dance floor. Like, it's just like in me, it's in my DNA. My mom was a dancer. Like, I just feel like this is something that I'm like supposed to do. So I'm so excited about that.
It's fantastic, because again, I don't want to get too futuristic here, but you have to understand something. The audience is going to be watching you. You're going to be in the moment here. We're going to see, I don't want to give too much away here, but we're going to see a different side of you. Does that make sense? Like this is the more personal side of you. I'm getting goosebumps. So this is more, again, even if it sounds so stupid to say this, but I don't want to even go down a negative route with you. I don't see anything, not that I see anything negative here. It's making sure that you're keeping your head above and you're looking around to see where you're at here. Yeah. So again, nothing negative.
Okay, what about like,
so good.
I would love if you could tell me like what I have in store, like in my relationship. We already kind of touched on career, but like nothing off limits with me. So
give it.
When it comes to relationships, that's a side of you that's still, again, it's still evolving and it's still developing here. And I'm not going to use the whole cliche thing that you're having a hard time letting go of things. It's not so much that as you're worried about if this is going to work out here, because what you do is you take your mind into the future here, but you stop and realize that they're not gonna give you a prediction about something like that here, because Caitlin has to go through it. She has to go through it. Your soul has, you have to understand something. When I tell you that you paid your karmic debt, think about this for a second. Your soul, your essence, your presence, what's inside of you behind that beautiful face of yours and that talent, I'm talking about the real you here, not the body that you're wearing in this lifetime here. You've surpassed your past lives. everything that you do moving forward here is going to be of you. You've never done this before. So with you here, go into it, really learn the lessons when it comes to love here, learn how to let go here. And again, I think that the person that you're with now allows you some flexibility to be you. Does that make sense? To where he's not, I think that he's a little bit, I think it's exactly what you need as far as like making sure that he brings a certain amount of air in there. So you're not dwelling on things here. It's kind of like, let's get up and do stuff here. But Caitlin has a hard time sometimes because, again, I don't want to put doom and gloom here, but I don't know if it's abandonment issues or kind of wondering, like, again, don't get too cocky here because this can leave at any time.
I think it was just to do with, like, I always talk about my parents' divorce in a way where I'm like, it was literally the healthiest divorce when it comes to divorces, and they are still friends and they both speak highly of one another. But it was, I literally think my dad just kind of like wasn't as in love with my mom as she needed to feel. And so I always think that I project that in relationships where I'm like you're going to fall out of love with me.
I knew it. Let me tell you something. And the reason why I mess with that so hard here is because I've seen on a certain side of my family, I've seen that side of the family where the women were extremely manipulative, or they were very clingy, or they were very codependent in relationships here and self-sabotaging. And a good majority of the people on that side of the family, their husbands or their mates resented them in some way. And I will never forget this. I remember a family member passing away, and this was her husband that said this. And he had said, okay, so what's going to happen when they come and pick up the body? Everyone's going to leave and that's it? And I thought to myself, that hit me. This was back in 2006. I said, I never, ever want to be in a relationship to where the person's just waiting for me to die.
Right.
Jesus. And so with somebody like you, again, you're not, that's not you. All those fears and insecurity, you've learned from what your mother's done. You've learned from people. You're a very good judge of character. You categorize things in little buckets in your mind here of people that are similar here. So you look back on things here, and again, you're too smart for that here. So again, let go here, because the one thing with you, let's just say, I'm not saying this is going to happen here, so don't think I'm predicting this, but let's say it didn't work out. If you were my friend and we were hanging out here, I would make sure that you did everything that you could, because I wouldn't want Caitlin questioning it afterward. Oh God, could I have done this here? Or what if I did that? No, let's turn over every stone here so there's no questions and Caitlin can move free. So again, in this relationship, I think that he provides a certain amount of air for you, and also a little bit of, there's something very boyish about this, something to where his energy is very boyish. I think it kind of lowers your guard down a little bit here. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy the laughter.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Yeah.
And do, like, right now, is that something that you can sense is like spirits around us or people that have passed?
This is about you, as far as you and your mate, your boyfriend?
No. Just like in general right now, like, are people who have passed around us like at all times?
Sometimes the majority of it is the spiritual energy that you carry with you. So like, again, this, I don't know how to explain it, the soul, the essence, the presence here. So again, it would be with you, it's different. Everybody's different here. So what works for Caitlin isn't going to work in a reading for somebody else here, but with you, my guides speak to your guides loud and clear here. I'm able to just tap in immediately here. There's nothing, it's nothing like I've read this online sometimes where people are like, God, I guess maybe I didn't ask the right amount of questions here because my reading wasn't as good as your reading is. Well, you live a different life here. So with you, you've got a lot of spiritual energy here. You've got a lot, what I pick up off of you is a lot of light and a lot of guidance. So this is something to where, again, I see someone that had that started off kind of rough here that came into herself. And the one thing I like about you here is that you're not somebody that falls down and goes to everybody's front door and knocks in and says, can you take me in here? I'm having a hard time. You kind of retreat into your shell and you heal yourself. Mm-hmm. So again, that's what I pick up from you, is your strength here in that type of stuff. I hope that answers your question. Spiritual energy around you, what you bring to the table.
Yeah, no, I'm also like, for people that have passed, mm-hmm. like communicating with them, is anything coming through for that?
I'm not picking up anything from the medium side, if you will. I'm not. If you had a picture, but I would be able to read it. Here's the thing: when it comes to medium readings, I learned the hard way. When you die, you don't just grab your wings and you ascend and you become this angel or whatever. The reason why I know that is because I gave a reading to a woman who was a psychic hopper. She would go to every psychic medium there was to make a connection with her father to find out where he hid this money at. So she came to my home, and her father, I was like, okay, well, let me see if he comes in here. Her father came in and was extremely racist. He was like, I can't effing believe that I'm talking to this effing, stop. You know, slur. Yes. I told her that to mind her own effing business and I cannot blah, 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 blah here. And I asked her, I said, wait a minute, I have to ask you something. I said, was your dad racist and a horrible man before he died? She said, extremely. I said, he is here right now and he's telling me to tell you to mind your own business. He's told you before, you're not going to find anything out and stop bugging people.
Wow.
And I said, yeah,
You imagine?
Wow. Yeah.
I was like, are we done now so I can get rid of this and get him out of my house?
Tell that soul to
yeah. Exactly. So when people
can you tell someone to just like beat it?
Yeah. They come all the time. So I was just telling Sarah before we got on the recording here that somebody died right down the street last night. Somebody got hit by a car. I picked up on it immediately and I told Jay, I was like, let's close the windows here because I don't want any of that energy coming in. It's a never ending thing with me. When people tell me, oh, I just turn it off. I'm like, how do you do that? Because I can't.
Wow. Does it keep you up at night?
Yeah, I don't go to bed till about 2-3 in the morning, and I sleep until about 7.
Wow.
Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. Now people are like, hey, can you...
Yeah.
What is that movie, Ghost Town?
Ghost with Patrick Swayze.
Oh, no, not Ghost.
No, that's a great movie.
No, it's another movie, and there's a... he gets electrocuted or something, and then it makes him able to speak to the dead. It's the guy that was the original Office. The British actor.
Oh, yeah, he's really funny. Ricky Gervais or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's able to like speak to all these spirits and they're all just a ton of spirits that are like, hey, I need closure with my wife. Hey, I need closure with my son. Hey,
yeah.
And he's just like, he can't sleep. Like every time he's like trying to sleep, they're all like, hey, like there's like 30.
Yes. Try watching Unsolved Mysteries or Forensic Files. Yes. Because I had this one guy come through and he was like, I'm sorry to bother you, but can you help me? My family's been looking for me for the last 2 years. I disappeared in Peru. And I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, wow. I'd love nothing more than to help.
I love Hewitt. I love it. Here's your gay card back.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Gay card back.
Yeah. That's amazing. With the medium side, it's so crazy because I'll tell people, I'll say, what makes you think your family member is going to come and talk to me? So when these mediums come on and they're like, oh, I'm getting this here. I'm like, I've had people come to me and tell me straight up here, I'm not going to say anything to you during this reading here. I'm just going to make sure you're not going to lie to this person. And they'll sit quiet. So I'll skip all the hoopla and be like, okay, if they're not coming through, just send me a damn picture and I'll read them for you. Because yeah. I'm able to tap in by the picture, their last moments, where they're at now, if they've reincarnated, if they're up there or they're still here. So, yeah.
All right, everyone. I'm so excited to talk about one of my new favorite places to shop. It's called Jenny Kane. Jenny Kane's recipe for home and wardrobe is one I can definitely relate to. Combine one part effortless style with two parts comfort. Maybe a dash of refined simplicity. Mix well and serve year-round. Delicious. I know everyone can relate to this. I'm really into dressing for the fall and chilly weather. Love being cozy and comfortable, but let's be honest, I like being cozy all year round. So even now that I'm experiencing Southern California weather, we are going through a heat wave, my friends, and I can still be into all the comfy fall items from sweaters and hoodies to socks and sweats because all the AC units are cranked. Having comfortable, cozy items is truly essential any time of the year. That's why you opt for Jenny Kane. With timeless neutrals and classic styles, Jenny Kane designs pieces for the California state of mind. Jenny Kane believes in finding your version of daily uniform, elevated pieces that make getting dressed the simplest part of your routine. You might already have a favorite cashmere sweater or a well-worn pair of mules, but if it doesn't make you say, I'll never take this off, it isn't Jenny Kane. They have signature pieces like their mule, the classic shoe that started it all, that comes in leather, suede, shearling, and more. They also have cozy sweaters for year-round that are ultra-soft and lightweight, so that's always sweater weather. I have one. It's unbelievable. Because as soon as I saw Jenny Kane's cashmere hoodie, I was like, well, I gotta have that immediately. And then let me tell you, now that it's arrived, I have zero regrets. And I'm calling this my new uniform. Super soft, cozy, but also stylish. And it makes me feel like I'm classy, cozy, you know where I'm going with that, but all at the same time. Make getting dressed the easiest part of your routine at jennykane.com and get 20% off your order when you use code VINE at the checkout. That's JENNIKAYNE.com, promo code VINE.
I know this is probably a question you get asked often, and you're probably like, shut up, Caitlin, but I am genuinely curious. Like, how do you explain, like, not being able to predict, like, lottery numbers?
That's you're so hokey. It is so hokey. It's personal gain. That's why I cannot read myself. I tell everybody, Jesus, if I was able to let go here and really, really use my ability for what it is, I'd be a billionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can predict everything under the sun when it comes to like political stuff, when it comes to worldly stuff here. But again, lottery numbers, things like that. Nope. Oh, I got to stand in line just like everybody else.
Can you see an end for the coronavirus?
Buckle up. It's going to be wild. It's going to be wild up until probably the mid of 2021 here. It's going to be the pandemic. It's going to be also a lot of political stuff going on here. I don't like to go too far into it. I've been threatened before. People have called me, emailed me, told me to keep my mouth shut. I don't know if you know who William Cooper is. William Cooper was a conspiracy theorist. I didn't know who he was. He came to visit me back in 2007. He told me all this was going to happen. He was so insistent. It was like Whoopi Goldberg and Patrick Swayze in Ghost.
Yeah.
He would wake me up and start, he would call me an idiot. He would call me lazy. He would say, get your shit together. I cannot believe that they have me talking to you and you're so lazy. And I was like, I was asleep. He said, get a notebook, get a pen. And then when I got it, he got mad because I wasn't writing it fast enough. He said, get a recorder and speak into it as soon as you wake up. And I was like, all right. And he told me all this stuff, the pandemic stuff, elections, things that were going on in China, and all these things here. And I did not find out who he was until 2012. A friend of mine was like, I know exactly who the person is that came to you. So they were like, go get this book. And I was like, what is it? They were all, it's called Behold a Pale Horse. Do you know how that book, I was living in Oregon at the time, that was locked up behind a glass case there. They had to carry it down there for me. I felt like I was being watched. As soon as I opened that book and I found out who the person was, I YouTubed him, heard his voice, and I was like, that's the guy that came to me. Yeah.
Hot damn.
Oh my God.
What, like, what else? I'm just like, tell me everything. So 2021, will it ever, like, I don't know, like, I guess it's not going to be longer than 2021, but are they going to like have a vaccine? Like, what is going to happen?
I don't even know. I mean, I don't want to overshare here, but I don't even know if that vaccine is something that we're going to want to take.
That's what I think.
I'm not trying to be shady or anything like that, but I feel like we're going to see a little bit more. Nothing's ever going to go back to normal here. You have to understand something. Even if they were to tell us, okay, here's the changes that we're going to make here. We need you to rally behind us here as the United States here, as the nation here. How many people are going to bitch and complain during that time and be like, oh, wait a minute, I want to do this here. So they come in here and they just make the decision for us and change all this, which in some ways it's bad, but in some ways it's good here because it's evolution, it's progress. Humans are known to mess things up here because they don't want to move. They get set in their ways here. So things have to force it. So this is going to open up in some way, shape or form a different world. I'm not saying it's going to be the new world order, but we can't, it's done. Who we were back in 2019 and the way that we lived our lives is not going to be for the future here. And I think
praise be on that. Yeah, for that.
Praise be.
Good.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And you, because you predicted Stassi Schroeder, her relationship when she was going through a hard time and a breakup, you predicted this relationship she's in right now, right?
Yeah. Let me tell you something about Stassi. I love her, but I'm going to be truthful here. She's almost as in. You guys almost have, I'm not saying you have similar energy, but you guys are just no bullshit. So with her here, I was a little nervous of saying the wrong thing to her because I know that she would call me out, but her energy, I'm not just saying this because who she is here. Again, I don't watch that show, but I know people that know her. I've spoken to her on several occasions here. She's got amazing energy. This woman is extremely intuitive. And I think you guys are very similar in that way too, because she picks up on the energy of other people and she tries to match it the same way too. And what ends up happening is that she ends up tripping over herself sometimes, but she, very powerful woman. I'd love to do more with her. Very excited for her, but yes, I did predict the initials of her beau and then the sex of her baby.
She's married?
Yeah.
I mean, she's pregnant?
Yeah.
She's pregnant.
So cute. Okay. Well, do you have any other predictions? I am so excited to eventually have a family, but I said like in the next 2 years, but do you have any predictions about that for me?
I think I would love to say again, you have free will here, and I know that's so hokey here, but I see children in your future here. The only thing, I need to ask you a question. You could totally tell me to mind my own business here before I go down this route, because this has been coming up a lot with other clients here. There's no issues with you getting pregnant though, is there? Yeah. because I was going to say here, the only thing that I see here is you being nervous, which is normal here. But I would love to say, again, I think that you'd be an excellent mother here, because what it's going to, I don't want to give you too much here, but it's going to open you up in a way that that joy that we're talking about now, like being in the moment here, you're really going to see that on the face of your child here. So in some way, shape, or form, it's going to be very healing for you. And remember, may these words haunt you just a little bit here. When you came back here, remember, you came back here for you. Yes, the material success is great here. And yes, you're working your butt off here. And yes, you deserve it here. But you also came back to get what you didn't have, which was your life. And this would be marriage. This would be kids. This would be letting myself go in this lifetime. Again, I don't want to be hokey here and give away too much when it comes to your progression here, but I find it hard to believe that you'll come back and have to repeat the lessons again. I rarely say this here, and I'm not saying this again because of who you are. I feel like you, in some ways you've ascended further than I even think that you thought you would, or I don't know how to say that without sounding weird here. I think you're done. I don't want to be weird, but I think that you're going to this time.
No, because I was talking to this girl I know, who is also a medium, and she said to me that I just, every time I'm doing something, like continuing to go forward in life and growing and like having these relationships and all these things happening for me, she said, you almost like don't believe it because you didn't think you'd like make it this far in life, or like everything that comes, you're like, okay, I'm still here and I'm doing this and like everything's so good. How, why? And I get like confused in that.
Because you were, again, in some way, shape, or form, again, not a lot of people remember, not a lot of people come in here with that kind of like, I have to be on guard. Why can't I ever just be happy here? I've got a great relationship here. God, I'm killing it with my career here, but I still kind of feel like I don't want to get too happy because it could leave at any time here. With you, yeah. Like I said, your soul, your essence, your presence, what makes you knows that you've surpassed it here. It's your way of thinking and the jadedness that happened in this lifetime that kind of holds you back a little bit here. But look at it. Like I said, I just don't see anything coming in here and knocking you off your platform or knocking you off in your life here. There's nothing that you can't handle here. Allow yourself the flexibility to go through it with a different mindset. Mm-hmm. Here, because I'm telling you, my love, I just don't see anything negative here. And as far as like children, I would love to see you as being a mother, because I really think that it's you're going to be very protective of those children, obviously here. But it's going to open up that I'm going to say this one last thing here, because they're, when I start to stutter, that's going too far here. You're going to really, in some way, shape, or form, take back your childhood.
Mm.
Does that resonate?
Yeah, that's so interesting. I remember one of my girlfriends saying, she has three kids and she always says she sees herself as the fourth child. So she treats her kids like she nurtures herself and her kids the way she wished she was as a child.
I love that.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I totally understand that. I feel like that's something that I would see mm-hmm. in having kids.
If I was to, I know I'm the psychic here, but I want to ask you a question here.
Yeah.
When you think about your future, or you think about where you're at here, and I want you to think about this intuitively if you can here, what do you see for yourself? Be straight up. And if you need to be vulnerable, be vulnerable here. But I want to know what Caitlin feels about herself and her future.
I feel like I've just done so much in this lifetime that I totally see like kids and a family, but for some reason, it's like I keep wanting to say next year, but I keep like doing so many things for myself that I feel like I don't know when I'm going to see myself actually having kids.
Stop doing that, because you're going to intuitively know. There's going to be a switch that your body is going to talk to you first. Mm-hmm. Your little reproductive system, everything, all the girly parts in you here are going to speak to you, and you are going to know. There's going to be like this. It's interesting to see. Do you know anybody that's gotten pregnant right off the bat here? Really close friends that didn't announce their pregnancy, but you're so close to them that you look at them, you're like, there's something different about you. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to look. I bet you anything that if you don't tell me, again, not just being a psychic, whatever, I would pick up on that you were pregnant.
Really? Because you're
mark my words, your body's going to tell you when it's time here. You're going to get, you're intuitively going to know here. And people are going to be like, wasn't that for everybody? Yeah. But who's willing to listen with you? Right. I think this is going to happen at a time where you're going to be busy with work, or you're going to be doing something fun here. And I, because I just see you looking down and being like, Oh my God. It's just, again, I don't want to take away your experience here, but I feel like it's going to hit that switch in you. You're very open. You're very on. Your intuition is very high right now. Start utilizing it in a way to where you're not being afraid of it here. You're not using it to test the waters here. Because again, like I said, I know I'm not the end all be all when it comes to psychics, but I don't see anything coming in here, grabbing your foot and yanking you down as you're getting ready to take your next step. I don't see that.
Okay. I love that. Do you like have any predictions of what the sex of my baby would be?
I want to say, again, I don't want to be cliche with Stassi here, but I want to say a girl. I want to say a daughter.
I feel that too.
Yeah.
And another person has told me like that there's like a girl waiting to like choose me and me choose her.
I don't want to be cliche with the other medium here, but again, you have to think about it here, about it kind of being that karmic gift to you as far as like, you know, being able to not relive your childhood through your kids' eyes or whatever, but allowing, there's nothing like, I'm a parent, I have two kids, my daughter's 22, my son's 20. There's nothing like watching those personalities and seeing them come into their own here and kind of like low, because these are your kids. You can be goofy. You can do all the dumb things that you do behind closed doors in front of your kids because they get off on that stuff. So it'd be interesting to see you share that goofiness and that childhood energy and just let go of your child.
I feel like I'm going to be a goofy mom.
Oh, well, of course you are.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Hey, Michael Phelps here. I want to tell you a bit about online therapy. Online therapy is not about time and place. It's any time and any place. Did you know that over 50% of Americans struggle with their mental health? I'm one of them. And that's why I'm here to tell you about online therapy and how it can change your life. Online therapy is easy as joining a video call or texting with a friend. Only you'll be talking to a licensed therapist from your device on your schedule. Talkspace is more committed than ever to making therapy accessible and affordable for all. Go to Talkspace.com and start working with a licensed therapist today. Brought to you by Talkspace, therapy for all.
It's Sophia
and Sistine Stallone,
and we are so excited to share with you our brand new podcast, Unwaxed.
And I go, Sophia, look who I matched with. And she goes, are you f***ing kidding me? I just went on a date with him.
I was like, do I block him?
So join us each week as we discuss adulting.
What's that?
Single life.
Tragic.
And of course, give you our unsolicited advice.
While bringing on exciting guests to join the chaos.
You need to do what you need to do to get through the breakup.
So whatever.
We're sending you a Snapchat message.
Yeah. That's you're toxic. That is toxic as
So be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or PodcastOne.com and join us every Tuesday to listen to the best content the internet has to offer.
Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Okay, I have a little prediction game to play with you.
Let's do it.
I feel like I've already asked some of these because I honestly wanted to know what you thought about the pandemic and when it would end. So do you see any celebrity breakups happening anytime soon?
Oh, geez. Like anybody in mind, anybody in particular? I did one for Cosmo and I'm not tooting my own horn, but a lot of these things came into prediction.
Really?
Yeah. So I did. Who was it that broke up? It was recently.
By the way, I'm stalking you on Instagram right now.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, anybody in mind? Like I said, these relationships, you have to understand something. What goes on behind the scenes, some of these things are arranged. They have a time limit before they break up here. But yeah, anybody in particular?
The only thing that I keep predicting is I feel like Hailey Bieber's pregnant right now.
I hope so. You know what? I was thinking that same thing too. I honestly, for all the crap that kid gets here, I honestly think that she's good energy for him.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that she allows him to feel safe here because he's a Pisces. So he's a bit of a crybaby. He likes to dish it out, but can't take it back here. Yeah. And I feel like she kind of holds him accountable for stuff. And yeah. I think that she's, I hope she is. I haven't looked into her here. Yeah. I would be so sad if they broke up. Yeah.
Me too. I don't know. I just was like, I don't know who I would predict of breakups. I'm just wondering if you like have thought of any or predicted any like that are coming up.
No, I haven't really put any much. I haven't put much thought into it here. A lot of what I see here is a lot of people coming out that are being, again, I don't want to get too much crap for this here, but a lot of things that are coming out about people's past being exposed here. So a lot of celebrities, again, I don't want to go down the pedophilia route and do the whole Hollywood scandal thing here, but a lot of things are going to start to come to light here. Telling somebody this, my big prediction for this pandemic here is understand something, my love. Everybody is so worried about, you know, obviously losing their job here. Everything's unpredictable, but the cards have not been shuffled yet. They have not been laid out to see where we're all going to land here. I'm telling you right now, a lot of people that were up here, this is not being mean or this is not being negative here, are going to fall because they can't take the pressure, which means the people that were waiting next in line are going to be ushered up here. So right now it's a good time for everybody, if they want to get their shit together and really come out swinging. That's what I predict as far as like people, there's going to be people that we know, we care about, people that are on top here. We're going to see them start to go down. I'm not doing that to be negative here. It's just the way it is.
I don't see that as negative. Do you think, there's been confirmation of UFOs by government officials. Do you see any interaction with UFOs or aliens coming?
Yes, for sure. That William Cooper, let me tell you something. I have my own experience. That William Cooper guy brought, I'm not kidding, it sounds so crazy. He brought aliens to my house. I am not kidding you. I woke up, I'll tell you this really quick here. I can tell the energy. My kids like to play, used to love to play practical jokes on me, like scare the hell out of me all the time. I could tell the difference between a person trying to scare me, a ghost, and now an alien. I woke up and I was like, there's something in the room here. And I was like, it feels different. And I was looking, I'm like, where are you? So I kept looking around the room and it was hiding in between the doorway. The door was partially open. I kept it open so I could hear my kids in the other room. And it was standing in the dark part of the doorway. And I was like, what is that? And I kept looking at it and it was super duper tall. It was as tall as the ceiling. Its limbs were really skinny. And I remember, here's the thing. And again, I know it sounds hokey. I was reading its thoughts. I was picking up that it was intrigued that I can understand what it was thinking. And it was intrigued. And I was intrigued that it knew without hurting me.
Yeah.
That what was going on here. So my guides, I started seeing it kind of like just move very briefly here. Like it was like getting nervous or something. And my guides told me, you need to look away because it wants to leave. And I was like, no, I'm not going to look away. And so that thing, that whatever it was, said, look at your leg. And when I looked at my leg, I shit you not, it looked as skinny as its limb, like a broom handle. And I was like, oh my God, it did something to me. And my guide said, no, snap out of it. It's just an illusion. Look up, it's gone. And it left.
So what do you think, like, how is this going to happen? Like, how is that just all of a sudden? Because I'm telling you, that does seem like the next thing that would happen in the world. Like,
I'm stressed out.
But they're not
going
to, like,
they're going. No, they would. No, that's, again, like I said, I'm sure there's some people that get hurt and things like that where they're picking at them and stuff. This thing, again, my experience, it was scary, but it was nothing that was, it didn't want to hurt me. So I think this is going to play out in the form of technology. I think they're going to give us more insight on technology and start ushering that in first here and slowly introduce things from the other side. If you stop and think about it, they're slowly doing it now with all the military talking about UFOs and seeing them and all this stuff here. They've been here forever.
I think
they're going to usher it in, especially within the next 3 to 5 years here. I'm not saying that we're going to be friends with them here, but we're going to probably hear more, especially people could say, well, look how far we've advanced with technology since 5 years ago. This is going to be different. This is going to affect the way that we fly. This is going to affect the how we travel and things like that too. So yeah.
Whoa. Is Elon Musk going to have anything to do with this?
I'm going to keep my mouth shut on that.
Understood. Mm-hmm. Understood. So you don't watch the Bachelor franchise, but I guess that wouldn't even be able to answer that because you don't know. Okay. So, because you don't watch, but because you have these abilities, when I talk about Bachelor, does that just like, you don't know who people are, so it would be hard for you to do anything.
Yeah, I would have to look at their picture and stuff like that. Yeah, to pick up their energy. Yeah,
okay, that makes sense.
But I've read a couple people from The Bachelor. I read, I've done you. I've done Christina Schulman. I've done Olivia.
Oh, Olivia.
Ashley. I don't know if she goes by that or her.
Yeah, Ashley. She was on my season of when we were on. Like we had the same Bachelor. Yeah, so interesting. I feel like I could talk to you for like...
I know.
Like, I just want to... Is there something that you're holding back telling me? I feel like there is.
No. Again, like I said, my intent is not to scare you here. There's nothing...
No, you're not scaring me at all.
you know, I don't want to, it's not that I, it's not that I'm being a lazy psychic or I don't want to predict a future here, but they're very adamant on making sure that you go through the lessons on your own here and you experience for what it is, because it's got to touch your core here. All I can tell you, to be honest with you, is I don't see anything negative coming in that you can't handle. One could say, well, Jesus, I mean, you know, I'm older now. I can handle things a lot differently here. I just don't, I just don't see that here. I want to, I know it sounds hokey here, but I just see more of like you coming into who you are. Again, just more blessings, more opportunity. Of course, you're still going to be you and be quirky and do all that stuff here and get mad and get irritated, get impatient here, but it's not going to take away from where you're at in this lifetime. I don't know how to say that without sounding weird.
No, I love that. And yeah. I feel like every day almost, I feel like I come into my own more and more and more. Like, and I do think that's because I'm in a relationship that does give me the space to be able to be myself and work on myself. And I'm able to just be so vulnerable and honest. Like he doesn't, his feelings don't get hurt. Like he's just like totally respects who I am and like the things that I go through.
That's awesome. Yeah. You, when it comes to that relationship and things like that and the things that you're going through, always trust your intuition. Let that out here. Let yourself experience it, because I'm telling you right now, you're very, very intuitive, but you're also, again, how do you tell somebody, Jesus Christ, but you're too smart. You know what I'm saying? You're very calculated. And when I say manipulative, I'm not saying it in a negative way. Manipulation doesn't always have to be negative here, but you're always at least one step ahead. It's your intuition, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to make sure that, yes, it's for sure. And your guides are telling you, have you done anything, we'll talk about recently, that you regretted or that you couldn't get yourself out of? So this is very much, again, coming into your own, trusting your own instinct and lowering your defenses, enjoying your life here in some way, shape, or form. It sounds so hokey again, too. Being human.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there any way you can communicate with my like guides and stuff and tell them to communicate with me more? Or is that something I have to work on?
That's something that you have to work on. Yeah. Because 9 out of 10 times when people ask me about their guides and they're telling me, how do I get in contact and what should I look for here? You got to start paying attention to how you feel. And what's going on, because they're always there. Your guides are always talking to you, especially with somebody like you here. You're going to get it during the day too. And you're also going to get it at night when you're sleeping. So again, I would keep a dream journal next to you here, but put that out there. But before I go to bed, because I do readings all day long for the show, I'm going to head off to a reading here. I always disconnect. I disconnect from my business. I disconnect from my friends. I disconnect from everybody in the house here. And I go into my zone and I tell my guides, show me what I missed. Or show me what I didn't catch during a session, because every time I read somebody, I actually gain knowledge as well. I get something off of them here. So I'll tell them, God, I had so much stuff back to back. What did I miss? Show me what you want me to see. And then I'll just fall asleep thinking about that. And they'll come in psychically, or they'll show me in a dream here. So don't be afraid to mess with it or speak out.
All right, wait, I have to tell you guys something. So the other day I was wearing the cutest new white shirt, feeling great about it. Next thing you know, spilled on myself. Way to go, Caitlin. But seriously, I had to throw this white shirt in the trash because I couldn't get the stain out of it no matter what I tried. That is until I tried OxiClean White Revive. OxiClean White Revive revives your dingy whites, bringing them back to brilliant and bright. And it's safe on colors too. This is a serious game changer. It has 40% more whitening power than chlorine bleach per load without any of the negatives that come along with using chlorine bleach. It can save those items you thought were ruined and heading for the trash. I've had it happen to me on more than one occasion. You've got to try OxiClean White Revive Laundry Whitener and Stain Remover for yourself. To work your magic with OxiClean, go to OxiClean.com/try me and order a free sample. That's OxiClean.com/TRYME for a free stain fighting sample while supplies last.
My dreams are so vivid that like they are so real that I can actually know that I'm dreaming, and I can go around and read labels. Like say I'm having a dream, I'm in a grocery store. Like everything is so detailed and I can like read things and see things like it's, and I can like walk around in my dream knowing I'm in my dream and like do things.
Because you during the day, it's almost like the Virgo mentality here. So all those people that are in your audience that are Virgos here, those people, Virgos are always analyzing. They're always thinking, they're always being of service here. They're very quick with their information here. You can ask a Virgo anything and they know a little bit about everything there. So they're always your go-to, but they never shut their mind off. Never, ever shut mind of, so they get really vivid dreams here, because that's where your guides can attack you, if you will, in the subconscious here, because you're vulnerable there, and you got to pay attention to that too. You remember your dreams. Not a lot of people will remember it, and the fact that you can read, pay attention to that, because you can ask them to slip you a note there, and you could read that in your dreams. Not a lot of people can read. The letters are jumbled here, but you're actually seeing them and looking at them for what they are.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to ask them to show you, you know, in a dream here, give me signs, give me confirmations, give me a symbol. Also watch for animals. People do not pay attention to animals. When I first started this in my late 30s, cats, I'm allergic to them and I used to hate them. But the cats would, there was a stray cat that I ended up adopting because the people that we moved into the house, they left it there after they declawed it.
Yeah.
And yeah, and it was outside. I was like, Jesus, I made friends with that cat. That cat, my guides told me, this is how you're going to start off. And I was like, what's the end result? They showed me a black panther. They said, you're going to grow. You're going to start off like this, this small here. This is what you're going to grow into. You're going to come into your power. So pay attention to that too. Mm.
When you dream about, because I dream about dead people all the time.
You do? Yeah.
Is that them coming to visit you, or is that just because they're like subconsciously on your mind?
It could be a little bit of both here, but with you, I think that, again, I don't want to give you too much of a reading here. I want to, but with you, I think that you hold yourself back a lot too. I think that you think about a lot of things, and you want to say things because you're very fast and practical, but you're very upfront. And I think what ends up happening with you is that you hold yourself back because of what either you've been told or how you think it's going to come across here. And your guides, this for you, what they're telling me to tell you is for you to let go. This has to do with your mental here, because you can imprison yourself sometimes. Does that make sense? Not in a negative way, like where you're self-sabotaging or that you're in the house always depressed here. I think that you hold more cards and more of your ability than you let on.
I think so too. Yeah. Where do you live?
I live in Simi Valley.
Oh yeah, you said that at the beginning. Yeah. I just want to hang out with
I
you.
Know, I feel LA. I feel LA from you.
Well, here's the thing. Like I said, I always tell people this. We've already made this connection here. And I know it's horrible for business. But again, I don't claim to be the end all be all when it comes to psychics. What I do is completely different here. But you, both of you guys, are not cursed. You guys don't have lifetimes of karmic energy that you need to get rid of that are holding you back in this lifetime here. You guys are too smart for that here. Live your life. And if you need anything, you need guidance, you need insight. Somebody comes in here, you have a business deal, Caitlin, because that's going to be coming up here. All this stuff coming in, you want insight on it, hit me up. I'm not going to charge you for that
really?
Stuff here. Yes, because again, what ends up messing people up here is that when I give them a reading here, I go so deep here, the next step for them is finding their process and finding a thing that works for them, because this is changing a lifetime of thinking a certain way and reframing your mind into a totally different way. So you're finding your process. Anything I can do to help you along the way, feel free to hit me up here, but I can't get involved in it because my process is very, my guides do not give me a process. They tell me, get your ass up, move, here's what you have to do, go do it. I don't have time to think about it, but people don't move that way. They need to be comfortable. They need to be in their zone there to and feel that change happening. So with somebody like you, until you find your footing to where you don't need to hold on a little bit more, hit me up.
Wow. Okay, well, thank you for that. That's
you are welcome.
Yeah, man, you are.
You too, my love. You too. If you need guidance or insight, again, you're just a little bit. I'm not saying that you're closed off in a negative way here, but I I'd like to, if you don't mind here, if you ever want a reading, hit me up and I'll do you on the side.
I'm gonna call you in 20 minutes.
That's great. I love it. Where are you at?
Pardon?
Where are you at, love?
We're in Nashville.
Jesus. Anytime that you guys are in LA, hit me up. I'd love to take you out for drinks or dinner.
Yes. I'd love to. Well, I'm going to be in LA very soon.
Yeah. And
hit me up.
We're friends, but I also do her makeup and her hair, so I'll come out and.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that's incredible. I'm definitely going to hit you up. And I just appreciate your time and
so
for talking to
you.
Us. Yeah, you're incredible. And I'm just so happy you came on the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a complete honor. Thank you for the opportunity. I cannot thank you enough. Again, let me say this one last time here. If either one of you need anything, wow, do not be afraid to hit me up here. I don't want to hear any of this shit. Well, he's really busy. He has no time. Hit me up. I will always be there to back you up.
Wow. Thank you so much. And
so
I will
welcome.
Pick you up on that. Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Zoom hug. Thank you so much. And I will tell you makeup. And I'll talk to you when I'm in LA.
Fantastic. You guys have a great day. And again, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to end this episode with a little sip, sip, hooray.
Okay.
if you will. So with all that's going on in the world, I thought it could be fun to end the Off the Vine episode with a new segment that I'll be calling Sip, Sip, Hooray, because we should all be taking a sip of wine as we listen. One. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're of age and you're not driving.
Right.
And you're not at work.
Copy that.
You know when the time's
the
right.
The drill. You know.
You know the drill. But I hope that you can cheers with me and reflect on some positive things going on, both A, with my vinos, some personal good news, and B, news stories from around the world that are positive and uplifting. And I would love if you guys could DM me on the Off the Vine Instagram page with headlines that you see that make you smile. So we need a little bit of that right now.
You know, recently I just discovered how they weigh koalas.
Oh my God, I saw that.
Did you see that?
You showed me. It's the cutest thing in the world.
I tried to show the world because
it's like him on a little stick.
They put him on a little branch, yeah. And that's how they get him. And then they weigh it.
Koalas.
There's your happy news.
Good news day Tuesday. Well, that's a good one. And then I'm also going to cheers to a headline that reads, coronavirus reunites long-lost sisters who haven't seen each other in over 50 years.
No way.
Uh-huh. So these two sisters in Nebraska have the same mother, different fathers. They hadn't seen each other in 53 years because they were separated when they were each put up for adoption. Oh. Ultimately, one got coronavirus and recovered, and the other sister was working as an aide in the facility.
Stop.
Yeah, so they finally reunited after all these years.
Oh.
So Doris and Bev.
Bev.
Doris. You love that?
I really, truly do. I just saw them, and I just saw them, like,
I did too. Like,
crying and
have you ever seen the TikTok twins on Instagram?
TikTok twins?
Tip-top twins. Okay, look at this. Lil and Doris.
Are you kidding?
They're 96-year-old twins.
Stop.
And they have, like, Instagram. I'm trying to get them to 10,000 followers. So there's another, like, let's give them an Instagram.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that amazing?
They are so
little cuties.
Cute. And they have dogs.
Oh my God, look at them. And they're drinking whiskey.
Oh
well, dead.
That's probably
Can that be us
96?
When we grow up?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Except for we're not twins.
Kind of. But we're sisters.
We're definitely sisters.
Yes, maybe not blood sisters, but sisters.
What is blood? That means nothing to me.
No, I choose you as a sister.
I choose you.
That's amazing. Well, thanks, Taryn, for being on the podcast today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I always love coming on. It's so much fun.
Well, you can come on anytime. I love just having your energy in this room. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm Caitlin Bristow. That's Taryn. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's that with OTV?